Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's now, brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't hesitate because I am a thief. Cause every good
praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast of Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host today. We are broadcasting live. This is Friday Night Joy. Today, I decided to do something a little different. Amen. I wanted to just go in prayer. Let me make sure everything is working before we get started. I'm trying to also put this on Facebook at the same time. So just bear with me for just a few minutes while we try to make sure everything is working according to plan, amen. But I'm excited about being with you today. I know that God is going to be a blessing to all of us, amen. Amen. I basically was just wanted just to be in a place of prayer. Wasn't trying to just say anything deep or nothing like that, but just wanted to be in a place of prayer. So I want to thank you for that, and thank you for your time. Amen. Let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you for today, for the truth is the day that you have made, wherein we are glad in the God. We come today to ask, God, that you will come and be among us, God. Be among us, God. Help us through these times and seasons that we live in. We pray, God, that this day, God, be a blessing to your people, God. You know, the private prayers that don't want us to know about except for you and them. So, Lord Jesus, today, God, today, come into the midst of your people and begin to break down every idol and cast out every demonic force, God, that sets us up against the authority of you, Lord Jesus. We will forever give you all the praise, the glory. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Amen. Like I said, I just wanted to do a few things, and we got to go ahead and get started. Amen. I do want to remind you of other broadcasts that we got coming up. Amen. We got, we got a History Bound and Grace this Tuesday at 7 p.m. with Minister Vanessa Williams. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. Declaring to Finish Quick with Pastor Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy is with myself. It's every first, second, and fourth Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life is the first and the third Sunday at 7 p.m. A week of prayer that's called Midday Glory and Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. Amen. Access code is 732-499. The telephone number is 267-807-9605. Amen. Our monthly broadcast is as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is 7 p.m. She does have a guest coming on next Monday. Adoration, Evangelist Lewis McElrain is every third Monday at 7 p.m. Matters of the Heart with myself and Pastor Maggie Wilson is every third Friday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful, amen, is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, and Real Talk is the second Sunday at 7 p.m. and Marriage Takeover is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Our new latest broadcast is called Spiritual Nuggets of Truth that airs the second and the fourth Monday at 8 p.m. with Minister Carmen A. Booker. Amen, amen, and amen. So again, we're going to, I'm just waiting for my screen here. We're going to do a couple of things. We're going to try some different things also, and we're going to hope that those things work according to plan. We'll see, amen. But we're just so glad to be here with you today and to be able to share this moment of prayer. I think that we're living in a season of prayer, amen, at this time, amen. So y'all just bear with me for a second. I'm going to do some different things, and We're going to make sure that we're showing the right screen. Amen. Amen. God is good and God is faithful. Amen. God is good and God is faithful. Amen. Okay. Amen. Just trying to do some things on Facebook here. Okay. Amen. Just bear with me. Amen. Yeah, yes, he is good and faithful. Amen. There we go. Let's see if we can get this to work. I'm just trying to show the screen correctly. But I'm glad to be here, man. You know, for those that don't know, I had not been well for a while there and was going through some challenges, you know. But I'm so glad that God has brought me a mighty long way, and I'm so glad to be here with you. Amen. So, amen. Amen. Okay, so I want to welcome those that are listening on Facebook Live. Amen. I'm not showing my face. Y'all just pray for it, brother. I'm showing the background and everything to the broadcast. Amen. So, like I said today, I just wanted to do some prayers, some different types of prayer and everything like that, because I feel like this is a season where we need prayers, man. So we're going to go ahead and get started, man. We're going to do prayers. We're going to read some scriptures. We could do some more prayers. We're going to be different things, amen. So the first thing I want to do, I want to start off with one of the scriptures that I had turned to earlier, amen. And actually, this is coming from Psalms chapter 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and wheresoever he does, he shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but I like to say, but the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly should not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteousness. Okay, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. So, Father God, today we come today, God. Thank you for you for all things. Thank you for your many, many, many blessings that you have brought us a mighty long way, God. We come today, God, knowing that all power and authority is in your hand, God. We pray today, God, that we might continue to delight ourselves in the Lord, God. That we might continue, Lord Jesus, to seek after the things of you, God. That we may not, Lord Jesus, be afraid of anything that the enemy comes up against us, God. But we might continue, God, to be true to you, that we might trust you, that we might love you, God, that we might lean on you and not on our own understanding, God. We know, Lord Jesus, that we're living in the days that try men. So we know today, God, that we're living in a time, God, where there are many things that's going on all around us, manifold trials and temptation. But we know in whom we believe, and we know that we would trust and believe in you. Hear our cry, O Lord. Hear our cry with all the things that come. Come to our rescue. Come to our rescue today, God. Come and see about your children, Lord Jesus. Come, God, and put us in the right positions, Lord Jesus, to do right by you, God. We need you, God. There are families. There are families. There are sons and daughters and granddaughters. And there's aunts and uncles, God, that are in need, God, for all the different things that are happening all across the world, Lord Jesus. They are crying out for you today, God. So we're praying today, God, that you will come and knock on their door and show them the mercies and the glory, Lord Jesus, of you, God. That you will begin to, God, to restore those things that the cankerworm and the locust and the grasshopper and the palmer worm has eaten, God. That you will begin, Lord Jesus, to bring them a mighty long way, Lord Jesus. We can't do this without you. We need you today, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you release your mercy upon your people, but God. We pray that you would give us the answers that are needed in this day and time and season that we live in. Amen and amen. I want to read, this is coming from Psalms chapter 7. Amen. It says, O Lord, my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all of them that persecute me and deliver me, lest ye tear my soul like a lion and render it in pieces where there is none to deliver. It says, O Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him without cause, and my enemy is my enemy. Let the enemy that persecute my soul and take heed, yea, let him treat down my life upon the earth. Arise, O Lord, in thy anger, and lift up thyself because of the rage of my enemies, and awaken me to the judgment that thou hast commanded me. So shall the congregation of people compass thee about for their sakes. Therefore return thy on high. We need you, God. The Lord should judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the hearts in the rain. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will wet his sword, and he hath bent his bow and made it ready. He has also prepared for him the instruments of death. He had ordained his arrows against the persecutor. Behold, he travailed with iniquity and have conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit of indignant and has fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness. I will sing praises to the name of the Lord, the Most High, even in the midst of trouble. Amen. Even in the midst of troubles and trials, man, we got to sing praises. I don't care what you're facing and what you're going through. God, today, Lord Jesus, help us to sing praises unto your name, God. And help us to glorify your name, God. Help us not to be weary and well-doing, but to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to depend on you no matter what. Help us, God, to lean on you, God. We need you in this day and time. We know that we can't do this thing by ourselves. Holy Spirit, come into our life and break down every idol and cast out every foe, Lord Jesus. We pray today, God, that a great revival would take place within our hearts, that it would cause us to serve you and to worship you in spirit and in truth, that it would come into our life, Lord Jesus, today, God, and shake us up and wake us out of our slumber, Lord Jesus, that we might continue to know the goodness and the mercy of you, Lord Jesus. Try us, Lord God. Try us and make us true unto thy righteousness, Lord Jesus. Let no weapon formed against us begin to prosper or to stand, but allow us to stand still and see the salvation of you, God. Preserve us, O God. And God, preserve us, O Lord, Lord Jesus. Don't leave us, God, don't leave us, Lord Jesus, but continue to stand by our side. And when we turn to the left or to the right, Lord Jesus, we pray today, God, that you, Lord Jesus, will bring us back into right relationship, Lord Jesus. Allow us to hold on to the horn of salvation and not let the horn of salvation not let go into your blessings. We need you, Holy Spirit, today. Amen and amen. Amen. And the next one, scripture I'm reading, I'm trying to read from the Psalms, because the next one I'm reading is coming from Psalm 23, which is one that we all know and familiar with. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. It says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord, God, we thank you today for being our shepherd. You know, that we shall not want. And no matter what the desires of our heart and things that we need, Lord Jesus, we know that we can come to you. We know that we can come to the throne of grace. God, we thank you for allowing us to lie down in green pastures and leading us beside the still water, Lord Jesus. Allow us not to kick against the pricks. prick, Lord Jesus, but allow us to be obedient to you, God, and go willingly to wherever you say go. If you say go north, we go north. If you say go west, we go west. Wherever you said for us to go, God, we want to go be obedient, for we know that obedience is better than sacrifice, God. We are calling on all of those that knows your name, Lord Jesus, that you have chosen for such a time as this, God, to be diligent in the seeking of you, Lord Jesus, that they know, may know that there is a bomb in Gilead, God. We thank you for restoring our soul, God. Many of us was lost, Lord Jesus, had no direction, had no place to go, God. But it was you that restored our soul, God. We know, God, Lord Jesus, you lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. You get all the glory, God. All the glory belongs to you, Lord Jesus. You don't share your glory, God. We thank you for that in advance, God. So we know that you're leaving the path of righteousness for your name's sake, God. We want you to get the glory. We want to praise you, Lord. We want to give you the utmost praise, the highest praise, which is hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We want to just thank you today, right at this moment, for all the goodness and mercy that you've given us over the years. For truly, when we look back over our life, it was nobody but you, God. Nobody but you that brought us a mighty long way, Lord Jesus. Every enemy came to naught, Lord Jesus. Even the demonic forces came to naught, God. But you, Lord Jesus, saved us for such a time as this. Not because we was in our own righteousness, or not because, Lord Jesus, we were caught up in anybody, caught up in our mother and our father and their righteousness, or how often they went to church. Because of your grace and mercy, your grace and your mercy, you have brought us a mighty long way. And we will give you the yet praise, God. We will begin to lean on you and not on our understanding, on understanding, God. The scripture says, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thank you, Jesus. We can walk through the valley of the shadow of death and not begin to fear any evil, God. We don't have to worry about what the enemy is doing on all sides, God. We don't have to worry about manifold temptations and manifold trials and tribulation, because we fear no evil. He said, Lord, the scripture says, for thou art with me, and thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, God. We know, God, that we got your rod and your staff, they're comforting, God. They will lead us and guide us, God. They will bring us to the right place, God. They will begin to show us the narrow path, Lord Jesus, of you, God, and we will continue to give you yet another yet praise, God. We won't forget where we come from, Lord Jesus, but we will stand still and see the salvation of you, God. We will thank you, Lord Jesus, even in the midst, Lord Jesus, of darkness, even in the midst of trials and tribulation, Lord Jesus. The scripture said that thou preparest a table before me in the presence of our enemies, God. We will, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your favor, Lord Jesus. And sometimes, God, the favor of you just don't seem to be fair, Lord Jesus, because we don't deserve it, but you do it anyway for us. So today, God, we thank you for the table being prepared in the presence of our enemy, God. We thank you for the anointing of our head, God, Lord. For truly our cup do run it over, Lord Jesus, and run it over with the joy of the Lord, which is the strength of your people. So today, God, we want to be that vessel that you have called for such a time as this. We want to be salt, light, and power for such a time as this. We want to be the one, Lord Jesus. We want to be the one that's willing to go for it and say, send me, Lord. Whatever you need me to do, I do, God. We want to be that type of person, God. But we know for a fact that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of our life. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, God. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, God. And we thank you in advance, Lord Jesus. Again, Lord Jesus, not because of anything that we've done that was so great and righteous. Because of your name, Lord Jesus. Because of your own righteousness, here we are. Because of your mercy, here we are, God. So we will go forth, Lord Jesus, and continue to give you praise. We will go forth and give you praise. Psalms 24. It says, the earth of the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded upon the seas and established upon the floods. Who should ascend into the hills of the Lord? Who should stand in his holy place? He that have a clean hand and a pure heart. Who have not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, and they seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, for the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we begin to know, Lord Jesus, that we, who it is that we serve. We serve an awesome God. We serve the Alpha and the Omega. We serve the beginning and the end. We serve the Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Raha. We serve the Al-El Shaddai, Elohim, God, the many-breasted one. We serve him all of those things, God. So we know who we serve, God. But we know that the earth is yours, Lord. In the fullness of the world is yours, God. The cattle on a thousand hills even belong to you, Lord Jesus. Even the thousand hills belong to you. All the gold belongs to you, Lord Jesus. You created all things. And all things that you created, Lord Jesus, was good, God. You never made a mistake in your creation, God. Everything that you created was good, Lord Jesus. And we give you praise and honor for the creation of the things that you have done, Lord Jesus. You are the one that established the seas, God. You established the seasons of the year, God. You say when the wind blow and when it should not blow, God. You are the one, Lord Jesus, that tell us what should grow in within the earth and should not grow. You're the one, Lord Jesus, decides what is planted and what is not planted. God, you are awesome in all of that, God. We do call you all that. God, you are all that. You're all that to us, Lord Jesus. You are awesome, and you're awesome to us, God, and we will continue to glorify your name, Lord Jesus. God, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray today, God, that you will give us a clean hands and a pure heart, Lord Jesus. That can only come from you. Nobody else can give us a clean hand and a pure heart. We pray, God, that we would not lift up our soul into the vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that all these blessings and our curses will come out of our mouths, God, towards our brothers and our sisters, towards our family members, Lord Jesus, or towards anyone that you have created, God. But we pray, God, we will answer with blessing to them, God, that we might receive a blessing, God. We pray that we will answer them, God, with prayers and thanksgiving, God, that they might know that there is a God somewhere, Lord Jesus, that you might prick the hearts of them, God, so to even to our enemies, that they might cry out, what must I do to be saved, God? But we know at this time, Lord Jesus, that even the enemy, God, even those, God, that are demonic, even those that have lost their way, can find salvation, God. So we want to be there again, be that salt, light, and power into them so they know you, Lord Jesus. So they know who they are, God. We want to lift up our heads, O ye gates, all the people all around. We want you to lift up your head. Don't be downtrodden. Don't be beaten up. Don't be weary and well-doing. But know, God, allow us to know you are with us, God. Lift up our heads, Lord Jesus, everlasting doors, God. God, because we want the King of glory to come on here. We want him to come and eat with us and dine with us. We want to open the door to our hearts, Lord Jesus, that you would come on in, Lord Jesus, and take our stony hearts and make it flesh again. Come, Holy Spirit, come today with all your might and your glory. And you set the atmosphere, God. You set the tone, Lord Jesus. You lead us and guide us in all the ways that we do, Lord Jesus. Allow us to wake up in the morning with a prayer of thanksgiving, Lord Jesus, before our feet even hit the floor, God. Allow us, God, when we go to bed at night, to say a prayer of thanksgiving to you, Lord Jesus, because you kept us a whole day, God. You kept us clothed in the right mind, God. There might have been some things that were done that was hurtful, God. We might have lost a loved ones, Lord Jesus. There might have been someone that is sick, Lord Jesus, God, but it's still even in the midst of that, Lord Jesus. You were the one that answered our prayer, God. You were the one that's brought us to that place, to the hospital, God, to get on our knees and begin to intercede on behalf of the people, God, on behalf of our families, God. And speaking of family today, God, we pray for every brother, every sister, every mother in a family, God. We pray, God, every father, God. We pray and lift them up in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for those that are single parents and those that are complete parents, Lord Jesus. We pray right now, God, that you will begin to touch the hearts of family all across the world, Lord, not just in the United States, God, but you begin to do a new thing in their life, Lord Jesus, that you begin a fresh anointing, God, that you will give them dreams and visions of your purpose and your plans that you have for them, God, that you begin to show them a more excellent way, God. We pray for revival first to start in the families, Lord Jesus, from the man, Lord Jesus, from the husband, God. We pray right now, God, that we as men, God, may be able, God, we'll be willing, Lord Jesus, to seek after you, God, in all that we do and thank God, that we might become mighty men of valor, that you have called for such a time as this, God. We pray today, God, for the women in our lives, Lord Jesus, whether they be single or married, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that they will continue to be virtuous women, God, and begin to seek after the things of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for every woman that is married to a man, Lord Jesus. We thank you for them, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, for their private prayers. They don't want us to know about us, but for you and them. Then, God, we begin to seek, Lord, to pray for our young people, the children, God. We know that school has already started back here in the United States, God. We pray, Lord, that you would keep them safe, Lord. Keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord Jesus. Let no weapon form against them prosper of any kind, God. Remind them that you are even with them, Lord Jesus. Allow, protect them with, put angels of protection all around them, Lord Jesus, that you will keep them in the school, Lord Jesus. Yes, we know this COVID virus, God, is taking them over a lot of places, God. But even in the midst of God, that God, we pray in the Holy Spirit that you will have mercy on us, Lord Jesus. We pray for the healing of the land, God, the healing of the world, God. We know, Lord Jesus, we have lost some loved ones to this virus, God. But today, God, we pray today, God, that you will perform miracles after miracles after miracles after miracles. But even in the midst of that, Lord Jesus, that someone today, God, somewhere, Lord Jesus, will be healed, God. We pray for a healing of grace to go through all the world, God. We pray for miracles to take place like never ever before, God. We pray that this virus, God, would not, Lord Jesus, have the effect, God, that the enemy has meant, God. We pray that even in the midst of this virus, God, that it would come to even to a point, Lord Jesus, that even if those that need to repent, God, that we will repent, God, that even in the midst of this chaos, even in the midst of the storm, God, the souls will be saved and salvation will come to the many, God, and a return of the backslider today, God. We pray today, God, that you would do your work, God, not man work, but your work, Lord Jesus. Try us and prove us, Lord Jesus. Begin to cut away dead things that's all around us, things that has nothing to do with you, God, that we might be that which you have called us to be, God, that we might be willing to go forth, Lord God, and speak and pray the gospel of you, Jesus, that we not be weary in well-doing, that we won't be afraid of the faces of the enemy, but we will stand strong and declare the wondrous work of the Lord, that we will get to a point where we begin, Lord Jesus, to let the enemy know that for God I live and for God I stand, that we would get to a point, Lord Jesus, that we would tell the enemy, Lord Jesus, God be with us, who be against us, God. We're living in the day and time, God, that even there's chaos that's going on throughout the churches, God. We're living in the day and time today, God. It looks like the enemy is dividing us even more and more. We pray against that spirit of witchcraft, of division, God, among your people, God. We pray, God, that we might continue in the bond of peace, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that we might put aside every sin and the weight that so easily beset us, God. We pray today, God, that you, Jesus, only you, nobody can do it like you, Jesus, may give us the heart of you, God, that we might care deeply for our brothers and sisters, that we might love them like you commanded us to love them, God. But if we love them like that, Lord Jesus, we look at them from a different perspective. We look at them, God, the way that you look at them, Lord Jesus. We pray today, God, that a great, great awakening will take place within your body, God. We pray today, God, even for every pastor, even for every apostle, even for every preacher, God, even for every reverend, every minister, God, every prophet, Lord Jesus, every every prophet, Lord Jesus. We pray for all of the fivefold ministry, God. We pray for the evangelists, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, for the missionaries, God. We pray for the ushers at the door, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, for the musicians, God. We pray for the bishops, Lord Jesus. We pray for the overseers, God. We pray for all of those that you have put in position of authority, God, in your house, Lord Jesus, that a great return may come back to us, Lord, that we might begin to remember and preach the gospel, Lord Jesus, that we might begin to tell someone about Jesus Christ and about the resurrection of you, Lord Jesus, that we might begin to share the gospel in each season and out of season, God. We pray today, Lord Jesus, for the leadership of the churches, God, all across the world, Lord Jesus, that we might put away those things of the flesh and those things of the world, God, and begin to fall on our face, God, in season and out of season, and begin to cry unto you, Lord Jesus, that you might begin, Lord Jesus, to open up the windows of heaven, Lord Jesus, that we might preach, Lord, the unadulterated sound doctrine of you, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, if there's anything in our heart, in all of us, God, that falls short of your glory, that begin, Lord Jesus, to make your heart grieve. We repent today, Lord Jesus. We repent today, God, and throw ourselves at the mercy of you, Lord Jesus, the mercy of the cross, God. We thank you in advance, God. But when you died on the cross, you said it was finished, God. And we thank you in the day, Lord Jesus, because we know, Lord, that we are completed in you. We know that we are completed in all that you do, God. And because of you, Jesus, we now have a right to the tree of life, God, and we will yet give you a praise, and we will give you all the honor and all the glory, God, and we will just begin to lift up our voice like a trumpet unto you and begin to declare the wondrous works of you, God. We will give you a praise like never before, God, a praise from the belly of who we are, God, a praise from the belly, a praise from the heart, a praise from our soul, Lord Jesus, to magnify your name, for truly there is none like you in all the earth, God. And we thank you in advance, God, for you said live, God, and not die. We thank you in advance, God, so mercy said yes and not no. We thank you in advance, God, for love had favor upon us, God, and we thank you, God, and we glorify your name, for truly there is none like you in all the earth, God. There is truly none like you in all the earth, God. We will continue to lift your name up to praise and glory. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you do. We thank you for all that you do, God. We thank you all for that you do, God. Who is the King of glory? It's truly the Lord, strong and mighty, Lord, mighty in battle, God. We lift up our hands today, oh, ye gates. We will lift them up in the everlasting doors, and the King, hallelujah, of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. And we thank you, God, and we thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for all that you're doing today, God. We thank you for this broadcast. I pray, God, it'll be a blessing to those that listen, God, and those that tune in, God, that it might remind them, Lord Jesus, that we are not alone. For I know, God, that there are some that are feeling alone at this period of time, God, especially as we get closer to the holidays, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will send your ministering angels, Lord Jesus, that you will remind them, Lord Jesus, that the Lord is my light and my salvation, God, that you will remind them, Lord Jesus, that we don't have to worry about our enemies, Lord Jesus. We don't have to worry about the haters and the naysayers, God. We don't have to worry about the any kind of virus or sickness, God. All we got to do is lean and trust on you, Lord Jesus, for you are the one that give us so much wisdom, God. For you are the one, God, when we look back over our life and everything that we ever faced, it was truly you, God, that brought us a mighty long way. It was truly you, Lord Jesus, that spared our life time after time after time again, God. And then even more time, it was truly you, Lord Jesus, that did all of those things to us, God. And we are grateful, Lord Jesus. We are grateful, God. We are grateful people to you, Lord Jesus. We will continue, God, to be grateful to you, Lord Jesus. We will continue, God, to seek after the things of you, God. We thank you in advance, God. The Psalm 34 said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make boast, her boast in the Lord, and her humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Can somebody just magnify the Lord with me? You don't have to do it loud, but just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Begin to praise God right where you are. Just if you can't do anything else, just lift your hands to him and begin to magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Let us exalt his name together. The song says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all our fears. God, we know that you're delivering us from all the fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed, God. And God, we just want to magnify your name today, God. Magnify your name, God. I was told when I was young and I was growing up that my grandmother used to say, and my mother said, they used to say that there's two times you praise the Lord, when you feel like it and you don't. And some of the best praises that have happened in my life took place when I was going through the midst of turmoil and storms. And I had to develop a praise like never before. And I began to worship God, even in the midst of my circumstances. I did. I had to worship God even in the midst of my circumstances and to give him praise because I had to see myself out of that situation. I took a mental image of myself. And I began to see myself out of that situation, man. I began to see God already working it out in my favor. And I'm saying to you today, my brothers and sisters, that you're going to have to do the same thing at times. There are going to be some times in your life. The thing is going to be, you're going to have what is called like a Job experience. And everything is going on all at the same time. It's manifold things going on. Somebody's bringing you bad news all around. You know, you have those days where everything goes wrong. You know, everything goes wrong. Too many things are happening. But then right then and there, you got to get to a place. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, blessed be the name of the Lord. Then I will continue. We have to continue to trust him and obey him and listen to him. For God knows the plans that he has for us. Yes, he does, man. He knows the plan that he has for us. Amen. I'm going to read one more scripture. And then we can go ahead and get out of here. And I thank those who listed on Facebook and also on the radio blog talk radio. Okay, but we're gonna read one more scripture prayer for them, and this is a short one. And this is another one of my favorites. Amen. And I'm gonna end it with this, man. It says, "Make the book of Psalms, the hundred division of Psalms." Amen. It says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness." Come before his presence with singing. Know he the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Hallelujah. And his mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generation. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All he lands. He said all the lands. That's everybody. Everybody. Make a joyful noise, all he lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Everything we do, you know, whether it's working, we do it unto the Lord. So be served with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. You know, we want to be in a place that, especially now that everything's going, that everything we're doing is coming before his presence with singing. We know that the Lord, he is God. There is no other God like our God. You know, no other God like our God. I'm going to probably make quite a few people upset, you know, that may be listening to this, may not know Jesus Christ the Lord, but there is no other God like our God. If you're atheist, I say to you, try my God. If you, whatever your religion, I said, try my God. There is no other God like my God. It is he that has made us and not ourselves. We didn't make ourselves, and we are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. So enter to the gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts of praise. Amen. And that's basically with praise. And be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. You know, the Lord is good, y'all. Yes, he is. He's good. Yep, his mercy is everlasting. Oh, God. His mercy is everlasting. There's a scripture said that his mercy is new every morning. Every morning, his mercy is new. His truth endureth to all generations. Amen. Father, God, I thank you for this broadcast. I pray, Lord Jesus, today that it had been a blessing to someone, God. I pray today, Lord Jesus, if someone have listened, they don't know that you as their personal Savior, that they will receive you today. But it's really small thing to do, God, and that is to believe in their heart and confess with their mouth. And you said the same shall be saved. And then, God, once they have received you and have been saved by you, we pray for the blessed Holy Spirit to come into their life, Lord Jesus. And we pray then, God, that they will find a loving Bible teaching of discipleship church to minister to them, God. That they will learn the ways of you, Lord Jesus. Show them you, God. Show them who you are, wherever they might be. And God, in our closing prayer, we continue to lift up those that are suffering from the coronavirus, God. We continue to lift up those nurses and doctors and health aides, God, to you, Lord Jesus, that you continue to protect them, Lord Jesus. We lift up everyone, Lord Jesus, that are in the school systems, God, whether the teachers, the administrations, God. We lift them all of them up to you. We look at the first responders, Lord Jesus. All of them we lift up to you, Lord Jesus. Anyone all across the world, God. We're praying, Lord Jesus, for your miracles to continue on. But we know there has been some miracles, God. We pray and continue to pray for families, Lord Jesus. We continue to pray for the body of Christ. And, of course, Lord Jesus, we lift up Israel, God, to you. We pray, God, that Israel may know peace and Israel may prosper, God. And we pray even then, Lord Jesus, for those that know you as their Lord and Savior. We will continue to give you all the praise and all the glory. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. So, amen. So, everybody, thank you for listening to me today. Thank you for the signing in. We're going to go ahead and sign out. Don't forget that you can listen to the replay of this on Blog Talk Radio, or if you go to our website, WithChristianSpeak.com. Thank you for your time. Amen. If you have a prayer request, amen, please send it to us. You can do that either on our social media site, With Christian Speak Talk Radio, or also you can send it to WithChristianSpeak.gmail.com. Okay? So y'all be blessed. Know that I love you, and be blessed, and we'll see you next week. Amen. God bless you. Amen.